Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the audience for the Manning cast, which had dipped to, I think, under 900,000 for the first game of the season. And Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, was beginning to question why ESPN would even invest in such a boondoggle to pay millions to Eli and Peyton and their guests to come on there, drawing a scant 892,000 viewers. Back to normal, week two, 1.34 million viewers for Peyton and Eli. So Florio needs to go find some other cause that's a little more attainable than getting Peyton Manning thrown off the air at ESPN.
I do at least like that Florio was going after something that somebody might conceivably care about. When he starts getting into his little persnickety HOA rules stuff and everything, and it's not even like the rules on the field that he gets all up in arms about. It's like the way they're treating the salary cap offsets in 2027. But the notion that somehow Peyton Manning was manipulating the entire industry and wielding his big stick by having basically the equivalent of a podcast on ESPN2, that was the thing. Like, oh, he doesn't call the shots anyway, dude. He's on ESPN2. It's not. I don't think ESPN expected the alternate broadcast to turn into something that was like competing with the main broadcast. No. It's very much the way it's structured, and I'm guessing the way it was sold to ESPN is kind of experimental. You know, like, hey, we're going to do this thing. It's kind of the direction things are moving where it's more conversational than anything else. It'll feel like watching the internet on television, that we'll do it this way. And by the way, you guys are just Peyton Manning's going to handle all the production and everything. So it's a pretty simple P&L sheet. You're just like, okay, we pay you this, and you deliver us the product, and we get to sell advertising.
And they get to be associated with Peyton Manning, who is a good guy to be tied to PR-wise these days.
And I don't want to get too inside baseball on this, but when these sports writers start talking about the business side of things, they sound so stupid.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand the way advertising is actually sold. Like even like with Tom Brady, all right, you're not going to necessarily see a difference in the ratings, but it's a lot easier to sell Tom Brady to advertisers or Peyton Manning to advertisers than it is Brian Greasy.
Yes.
The ratings almost don't matter in that instance.
Okay, so Florio steps away from the business side of broadcasting now, and he's found a new cause to go. He's found a new hill to go die on, I guess. So Bryce Young may have had his career ruined because he was drafted by the most dysfunctional team in the NFL with the first overall pick 2 years ago, the Carolina Panthers. And so now Florio points out that Jed York of the 49ers several years ago gave the most depressing thing that you can say as a fodder to his fan base, which is like, hey, I own the team. You can't dismiss owners. You can't fire owners. Sorry, those are the facts. And since then, the 49ers have become a really good football team. But Jed York, I think, was pointing something out that several cities suffer from right now, which is the depression that this guy owns the team and he's not going anywhere. Carolina chief among those cities. Dave Tepper ain't going anywhere. He's brand new practically by NFL ownership standards. He's only been there a few years. So Florio points out that for quarterbacks, it man, the team you get drafted by decides a lot of what your trajectory looks like.
It's,
in some ways, it's almost better to get drafted at the back end of the first round than the front end of the first round, because then at least you're going to organizations that have some stability. Florio says this, with Tepper, who forced Bryce Young onto his last coaching staff before forcing the new coaching staff to bench him. That's interesting. So he's saying that Tepper forced Bryce Young on Frank Reich. I could see that. Tepper's firmly in control of the team, likely looking for another incoming rookie quarterback to fall in love with before falling out of love with him again. It's high time, here we go, for college players who are finally making money to prepare to take a stand. The money Florio is talking about, of course, is NIL and now salaries they're getting from the schools. It happens rarely. It should happen often for quarterbacks. That first team shapes much of their career. That first team can ruin or dramatically delay the quarterback's chances to realize his potential. He points to the litany of quarterbacks that have failed with the New York Jets. The Panthers are on that same track. Incoming quarterbacks have more power than ever before. Their money is the source of it. They've earned plenty. They have, or should have, banked a lot of it. They can make it clear to the Panthers privately, or if need be, publicly, that they will not sign a contract with the Panthers. Whoever's drafted by Tepper's team will sit out a year, live off his NIL money, probably earn more of it, and re-enter the draft next time around.
I think the interesting thing about that is, you know, we've seen it, like you said, rarely. Eli Manning is probably the most notorious or famous recent example of it. And it's not even that recent.
God, 2004, it's 2 decades ago. And John Elway was exactly 2 decades before that. Those are the big two.
Yeah, there are employed young men right now listening who don't have any memory of what I'm talking about. But, you know, Eli Manning did it, and there was criticism of it, and yet at the same time, I think it would be kind of like any prospect that chose to do that right now. The way I recall it was a lot of people were like, well, yeah, it makes sense that he wouldn't want to play for San Diego. It just, yeah, the Chargers are a mess of an organization. Nobody likes the Spanos family. That I think if a quarterback did choose to do it, it would just be a chance for more people to pile on Dave Tepper at this point. So I think there's more likelihood that it would happen just because I think public sentiment wouldn't even be an obstacle for the guy doing that. So we might see it. The one thing I wonder about with Tepper is, as you pointed out with Jed York, you know, we could talk about the Bengals organization being the same way. Owners don't always stay the same. The Bengals forever were known as a team that you just flat out did not want to go to. That there were probably more instances of free agents actually taking less money to not go to a team with the Bengals than any other team in football. And somewhere along the way, Mike Brown kind of changed the way he operated. Now, he did it very late in his NFL ownership. He's an old man. Yes. He's owned that team forever. So I think when it comes down to the nuts and bolts of how these things work, I think Dave Tepper is very capable of putting on the charm and talking to young prospects about the way it's going to be moving forward and everything. That I think whether it's Shedeur Sanders or anybody else, I think he's going to be able to. I think he's going to be able to put his best face forward and have that not happen.
Okay. Do not entice me like that.
Yes, I know. Sanders, that's specifically why Sanders, I chose Shedeur Sanders.
The Sanders family getting drafted to Carolina.
That's what I'm trying to will into existence.
Would be. And you know what? Just make Deion the coach. Make Deion the coach.
God.
Shedeur
God.
The quarterback. Find a draft pick where you can go get Travis Hunter as well. And let's just get the whole Colorado party together there, right there in the in the Appalachian Mountains there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's do it. That would be fun.
If there were an Andrew Luck level prospect or something, this draft, it would be... And I guess the next time the Panthers may or may not have the number one overall pick and there's a prospect who's that highly regarded, that would be the really interesting thing.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yep. People are pointing out the Manning cast. Hey, the reason the numbers went way back up is because AT&T/DirecTV and Disney put their weapons down and settled over the weekend. I should point out, though, like the Manning cast numbers, the numbers for Monday Night Football overall were down by a small percent. They were down by about the percentage of people that didn't have access to the game.
Yeah.
The Manning cast numbers were way down compared to last year.
It wasn't accounted for just by that. Even working that into the equation, it was more than just whatever percentage was lost.
It was jarring. Issue. Yeah. It was jarring. Someone said Belichick was awesome on there. I didn't get to watch any of it. But I did hear good things about Belichick on there.
Yeah, I think the other thing too, where Florio ignores all this stuff. He sounds like old media guy in a lot of ways. Is that the actual social media side of it, of all the people putting their eyeballs on it throughout the week with the Belichick interviews and everything. I really like. I look at the Manning cast almost as like a cool podcast format.
Yeah,
and the people probably consume that recorded content way more than your typical live broadcast. Mm-hmm. So it's like it keeps paying dividends on down the line for them.
It was fun. Like, I don't watch it. I've mentioned that. I just, like, now that they've got Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, I watch the regular feed all the time because that's kind of like, that's more like the Monday Night Football I grew up on, just the regular feed. But yes, that's a great point, Seth, about going back and watching. Somebody put up a video of Peyton, Eli, and they had Matt Ryan on down the stretch of that game. And they had the three of them while the Falcons game-winning drive was going on. That was really cool to watch the three of them, to watch Peyton react because a guy doesn't get out of bounds, stuff like that. Yeah. Watch Peyton especially. Eli doesn't seem like he cares so much about the little mistakes, largely because he probably made most of those mistakes on game-winning drives. But Peyton, to watch Peyton react and maybe even overreact to some of the little things that go on, little glitches and mistakes that go on a potential game-winning drive is really cool.
It's really a shame that he's not in Tom Brady's role, because I think that's the stuff you're going to get out of Peyton Manning that I don't think you're probably... Maybe, I think Brady will start to show that side of himself, because he's shown the grumpy old man side of himself in interviews, right? Like, he's not afraid to talk about... In generalities, he'll talk about how quarterbacks operate these days. It isn't real quarterbacking, et cetera, et cetera. He just needs to get to that point where he's doing it within a game and where he's showing his emotion and coming from a very informed place. That's where Brady could be really good. The technical and analytical stuff, it only carries so much juice when you're in the moment and you really just want to just either have a guy confirm what you feel or a guy that angers you because of what he's saying. And that Brady's just still, he's trying to get comfortable in his role right now. Yeah. I think it's going to change between now and week 18 with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think so too. we got to watch him this week because he did the Cowboys game during that early window where you and I didn't have to do radio. So I was watching that game. I'm like, oh, he's pretty good. Like, I don't know that he's $37 million good, but he's not, he's fine.
A boat race is kind of a tough game to... for a novice broadcaster, boat races are difficult because there's only so many ways you can say, okay, these guys are getting destroyed.
Well, although Brady's been on the right side of a lot of them, he does have that perspective. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Super Bowl odds are out. Man, the Texans are living in a strata we have not seen in a long, long time. And what are their chances early on here? What are the chances of them making the playoffs? What are the chances of them extending their lead this weekend on the entire division again? We'll get into that as we roll on here towards the top of the hour. In the Loop will jump in with us here shortly. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.